Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the principle of time and promises. I'm going to read you from 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1, where we read, "Now there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, year after year. And David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, 'It is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites.'" People don't always get wiser as they get older, but King David certainly did, at least in some ways. In the face of a national crisis, he did the right thing. David inquired of the Lord. This means that David wisely sought God in the face of chronic problems. David was concerned after the first year of famine, and even more concerned after the second year. But after 2 years of famine, didn't make him look to a spiritual cause. But after 3 years of famine, David inquired of the Lord. This shows that David didn't see a spiritual reason in every problem, but he did not shut his eyes to the hand of God in circumstances. The first and second year, he might see it as a general test of the kingdom of Israel. But as the famine continued into the third year, David thought that there was something in it more than ordinary. Even though he knew that the natural cause was drought, he thought that there might be a supernatural reason behind that natural cause. As David inquired of the Lord, God showed him the problem. He said, "It is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites." Now, this massacre isn't recorded in 1 Samuel, but David didn't question that it happened. Apparently, at some time during his reign, Saul attacked and killed many of the Gibeonites. The kingdom of Israel as a whole had some hand in it, either because they approved it or they didn't oppose it. And this made the kingdom of Israel a partner in the crime. And so the whole kingdom suffered under the 3-year drought. Saul's crime was worthy of judgment because he killed the Gibeonites. When David heard it, it was because of an attack against the Gibeonites. A chill probably ran up his back. He knew that they were a people especially wrong for Saul to attack and kill. You see, in the days of Joshua, more than 400 years before David's time, Israel swore not to harm the Gibeonites, a neighboring tribe. That's in Joshua chapter 9. God expected Israel to keep their promise, even though the Gibeonites tricked Israel into making the agreement. Saul's crime was not only in the killing of the Gibeonites, but also in breaking this ancient and important oath. The hand of judgment upon Israel in 2 Samuel 21 emphasizes several important principles. First, we see plainly that God expects us to keep our promises. But we also see that God expects nations to keep their promises. He held Israel as a nation to account for their failure to keep the Joshua 9 promise to the Gibeonites. Second, we see that time does not diminish our obligation to promises. It was a long time ago, someone might say. Indeed, it was a long time. But the eternal God expects us to keep old promises as well as new ones. God held Israel to account for a 400-year-old promise. Finally, we see that God's correction may come a long time after the offense. Saul committed this crime many years before, at least 30 years before this time. God gave Israel plenty of time to see their error and correct the problem. But after many years, God brought the correction himself. If correction is not immediate, it still may be on the way. The idea of time and promises shows us the failure of men but it also shows us the glory of God. If God has such a high expectation that men keep their covenants, we have a great confidence that He will keep His covenant with us. Revelation chapter 4 tells us that surrounding the throne of God, there is an emerald rainbow. The rainbow, way back from the days of Noah, is a reminder of God's faithfulness to His promise. The sovereign God seated on a glorious throne wants to remember and keep every promise He ever made to us. We can count on it that every promise of God will be fulfilled in His time. Rest in that confidence today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.